but it made a lot more sense.
Yeah, I guess we're into the Hampton season. Anyway, Jay, I'm coming up to the exit at 34th Street, so I'll wish you a good day. And hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow. KC2, KKX, clear.
KC2, KKX, KC2, YSK. Have a great day, Peter. Good talking to you, brief as it was. 7-3, maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. I'll be clear as well. KC2, YSK, clear.
KXR, KC2, YSK, KC3, good.
Good morning, KC2, ER, mobile.
KC2, ER, K6, TTC, go ahead.
Now, how you doing? How's everything?
I was just running a few errands here this morning, and that's about it. Yeah, the other thing wasn't worth getting involved with when I saw what the situation was.
Yeah, by any chance, you got any of those, you have that radio?
Negative. I'm not overly impressed with that radio. They have a pretty bad track record.
You like the 8900, right?
Personally, I don't like any of the new ones. They all have their share of problems.
Roger, roger. Well, I need, I got the 857 in the house, but I like that double receive, you know, or where I can program it. That's why, because most of my radios I program to the computer, and I just leave them there, and that's about it. Because I only talk on a few frequencies anyway. But I need a 2 meter 440 radio, and I'm not looking to pay a whole bunch of money for it. Are you going to field day?
I may drop down. I got a couple things going on. Why don't you give yourself walkie-talkies for $50-$75? The old band does everything you want. You can throw them away when they die.
But I just want something for the house, because I made a space for the... I had the 8900 there, and I thought I was going to use the 8800, so I wound up using the 8900 in the car. So I need something to put in the house as a 2 meter 440. You know, a good... You know, not... I got the 857, so it don't got to be all that crazy, you know what I mean?
Why don't you get the Walco HT? They're around $100, and they work great.
I got the 60. I got the one of Motorola's program, the field programming one. No, I just need something to fill up my void in my space in the house.
Well, you get something too cheap, it's not going to hold up. I'd say spend a little bit, get another new one, insure it with ARRL insurance, and go down the road.
My friend was selling me a Kenwood with triple receive, but I don't know. I every time I had Kenwood with the handies, because you got to push this button and that button. What do you feel about the Kenwood radio that came out with triple 2 meter 440 and 220? What do you think about that Kenwood?
We made a 942 or a 742. They weren't bad. If you find one that works good, you've got a nice radio.
About the programming, is it complicated? You know, Kenwood radio. I know handies are complicated, and I learned a little bit about 706 compared to Yaesu. It was a little different, but I was able to work with it. But now the Kenwood, it's not my cup of tea, but I wouldn't mind trying it out.
Well, if you can get it for the right price, they're tri-band radio, they have separate modules, they're very well built, as long as you get one that works, because there's a lot of them floating around there that don't work.
The 8800, I didn't do nothing to that radio. That radio was sitting there, so I don't know what was the problem with that radio. Did you see anything crack, anything because that radio was sitting.
Well, it may have got a static discharge that knocked out the processor. It got knocked out on both sides. They have a processor in the head and a processor in the radio because the radio remote mounted. And was that your original radio? Did you buy it new?
Well, most of my radios I get it from the same guy. And And the same guy, sometimes, you know, I get jerked around. But you know what it is? How, with this guy, it's not like I'm paying cash all the way through. I'm paying half and half, or half here and another quarter here. So if a radio is $700, I'm not actually putting down $700. That's the difference between this particular person that I buy my radios from.
I'll say it. Here we are, in case you speak easy. On all these new sets, first of all, it doesn't pay to buy one secondhand. Because the problem is these sets are so critical that at least if you buy it new, you can insure it. And if it dies from a static discharge or something like that, it's covered. When you buy something off the street or off eBay, you can't cover it because it's used. So I don't suggest buying, especially that type of radio, a used set. A bargain is only a bargain if it works. Let me get out of here. I got to take care of something. I'll be back. WHOERR, KCBC.
Roger, Hal. Have a good day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, Hal.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. Well, not clouds here, but it's not the worst. Take it easy and take heed to my advice. KCBC clear.
K2TRC listening.
Morning, KC2ERR. Angel over here in the mobile.
Hi, Angel. Didn't get your call sign. Could you repeat that again? K2TRC. We spoke before.
KC2ERR. Name is Angel over here.
Angel, do you belong to Limarck? I'm just wondering about field day. What time it starts if you go?
I belong to Limarck, yeah, and I am going for setup. They told me that for setup is 7 o'clock.
And it'll be all day until Sunday, right?
Day or night, all the way up to Sunday.
Good, I'm going to stop by. My friend is coming in from California, John Amadeo, NN6JA, producer of Last Man Standing. And he's coming in Thursday, and we're going to go to field day this weekend.
You going to operate a radio?
I don't know if I'm going to operate a radio. I might just go and see what's going on, hang out and meet everybody. So we'll see.
There's all kinds of things going on. You know, you see different setups, I never did their field days before, but I know sometimes they bring out their big guns out and they bring out their rigs and emergency rigs and the things that excite us radio people. So, and they got the radios going on and they got food going on. So I'm going with my tent. You know, I got my little generator. I'm trying to get I got my radios and my rig, and I might bring my 757, set it up on the tent, and you know, because I like to play radio too, so I see if I can, everything is, you know, battery and radio and antenna, and see how long that lasts. And so I'll be playing around with I'll be having my own little field day within the field day.
That sounds like you're going to have fun. I will definitely look for you. I will look for the man with the radio, with the music. Okay, take care. This is K2TRC. I got to run. Somebody's picking me up, and I got a couple of last-minute things to do. This is K2TRC. Clear.
I'll be with a Jeep Cherokee brown, and it says KC2, in the back of the window says KC2ERR Love Ham.
Okay, I'm going to look for that.
You see a tent, only tent out there. That will be me.
And Y2H Mobile.
Good morning. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. The time is 8:20 a.m.
S2EO, K6DPC, are you out there?
K6DPC, NY2H.
NY2HK6DTZ. Hi, Lou. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Cal. It's going good. You know, I fixed that Astron. Funny thing. I looked at it again. I realized that the output was shorted. And I saw what happened was one of the posts, the positive DC post on the output, when I had put on the wire for the rig, the post actually moved and the inside tab, well, I think there's a cap, filter cap on there or something, but the inside tab shorted out to the other one. So I cleared the short, tightened up the post really well, and it worked. So the crowbar did what it was supposed to. And all is fine.
Well, current limiting did what it was supposed to. Crowbar would be over voltage. Current limiting, because of excessive current, it just shut back, period.
Okay, well, it worked. So that was good. So that made me happy. So that's done. All right. Traffic is murder this morning. I don't know if something's going on the LIE out here in Suffolk, but it's stop and go. And the sign said 36 minutes to Deer Park Avenue. That's unusual, so not sure what's going on this morning. But Monday morning, you know, is how they start.
I know what you mean, Lou. I was driving up from Delaware last night. It took me almost 4 hours. I started at 6. I got back here in Queens at 10. Yeah, the Delaware Memorial Bridge, something must have happened. I was stuck there for a half hour, didn't move. Wasn't a happy camper.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was all traffic or what, or if you had an accident up there, but yeah, not a good thing. So, well, let's see. Next week is field day. The weekend coming up, well, this week, however you want to put it. I'll be out at the field day site. They're going to run a little article supposedly Wednesday in Newsday, the Explore Long Island section. That's something to do with the club. Well, and we're coming up to, I guess, Thursday, the longest day. Wednesday or Thursday. Gee, it was, came home from a winery last night. And it was about a few minutes to 8, and I said, oh, gee. I mean, well, we went out to eat, then we came out from eating. So it's almost time for the tech net, and it was still light out and everything. It was very strange.
Yeah, I happened to be I heard it last night. I threw a comment in on something they were discussing. What was the comment? I'm trying to remember. Hold on a second. There was a comment about the end impedance of a half-wave antenna, you know, feeding it with a Pi network, so it could work, you know, which basically will match the impedance. I heard Jim on the kid, the young kid, and he had a question about his antenna system and the radio, and I just didn't get a chance to get back on and tell him how to check his antenna real fast.
K6DPZ, DPZ, NY2H Mobile. Yeah, I heard that. Dick said, I guess you can do it with two elements if you're on a single frequency. I don't know. And you brought up the Pi network and said, yeah, cap, coil cap. And I guess Jim said he put up an antenna. He tuned it up for 20, I think, and he didn't hear anything on 20. But he heard stuff on 40. And I think Dick recommended he just take a little piece of wire just for a receive and make sure all his bands were working. So if you had gotten back, what would your advice have been to Jim?
Okay. Beanie said he was copying something on the lower frequencies. It sounds like that the antenna at the feed end all the way at the top may have had to shorten the coax. And the way he could have proved that out was on, go back on 40 meters, on, or at 20 meters, let's say, unscrew the coax from the radio, take the tip of the coax, and listen to the background noise on the radio. And then when you put the tip of the shield of the coax, you put the whole fitting together, and everything drops, as it shows there was a short in the line.
Yep. Well, too bad he didn't get on and tell him, but we'll see. I'm sure he'll be on again, and we'll find out what happened. Now, I've got my girlfriend, so I'm listening on one of two devices, the Android phone on Echolink, and or my handy talkie on the Eastern Link. And there was a period of about 20 minutes or so. Now, Janet, sometimes, you know, the East will drop out, the Echo, rather the RLP node will time out, and we'll be off the air until it does an auto reset. It can take up to a couple minutes. But last night, there was an outage for, I'd say, about 20, 25 minutes. Guys on Echolink, K4NBC, was coming in asking questions, you know, what's going on. I didn't know. I know they had some interference last night, but I didn't know if the net was continuing, because when it came back, it sounded like they were in conversation. I think they came back with the space report. So if you were listening, I wonder if you experienced a 20 or 25 second, minute blackout, which is pretty excessive.
No, I didn't hear it, Lou. After James came out about the antenna thing, and I made my comment about the feeding the end of a half wave, I shut it down. There's a lot of traffic, and I'm used to multitasking, but my SYL was getting a little unglued. So I figured, okay, Sandra, Mark is just paddling the wheel. Yeah, it was a heck of a drive. It was 4 hours, and there was problems on Delaware Memorial Bridge. And it was bumper to bumper in Staten Island. There was a mess on the belt. I was just dreaming, oh, I could have been up at 5,500 feet. I was flying back towards Republic from Newcastle Airport and just avoided all this crap.